Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this lovely Friday afternoon. Not so lovely for the Red Sox, but it's still great weather, so we're trying to take the positives with the news that came out Friday afternoon. So unfortunately, I have the unfortunate task to deliver the bad news that came across everybody's phone before the Red Sox begin a crucial series. I feel like every series is crucial at this point for this team, but a series against the White Sox on the road as they look to continue to gain ground in the AL East wildcard standings. I'm Lauren Campbell. I cover Boston sports for NESN and have for 3.5 years. I've been in the media scene for over 6 years, born and raised in the Boston area, so love being able to talk to you every day about the Red Sox from a fan perspective, reporter perspective, and now just a very flustered Red Sox fan at this point because the COVID-19 outbreak continued. But before we get into any of that, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract, so stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. So I wish I could sit here and bring you good news because the Red Sox enjoyed an off day Thursday after a thrilling win Wednesday, get some rest and bring this momentum into Friday against the White Sox, but no, unfortunately, Chris Sale became the latest member of the Red Sox to test positive for COVID-19, so he will miss his start Sunday. Little details are known at this point. Alex Cora won't speak to the media till about 5 o'clock Eastern time. We're sure that he'll get tons of questions. We're sure that he'll have answers for us. But right now, all we know is that Chris Sale now is the 12th player to go on the COVID-19 IL in the last 2 weeks. And this is just, I think it's just showing that this outbreak is not over. I thought maybe the Red Sox turned a corner. Alex Cora said earlier this week that he was hopeful that everyone would be able to travel going to Chicago on Thursday, which meant obviously the return of Xander Bogaerts, Christian Arroyo. It's still unclear if they'll play this weekend, but if they're traveling, that's good news. But this is certainly not the news the Red Sox fans want to hear, especially because they are going through this COVID outbreak. And Chris Sale was enjoying some nice success since his return from Tommy John surgery. Did struggle a little bit in his last outing, probably his worst outing since his return. But we all know by now how he bounces back from a quote-unquote rough outing and just being able to give his team a chance to win. And now there's so many more question marks heading into the weekend. Nick Pivetta still is on the COVID IL. It's unclear if he will be able to pitch this weekend, but we should hopefully, like I said, we should know more this afternoon before the game. This brings into question, will Connor Siebold be recalled to pitch? You know, the Red Sox are getting desperate because they have so many players on this COVID-19 IL, but to lose Chris Sale with 20 games left in the season is not ideal at all. I don't need to tell you that. I'm stating the obvious there, but with the Red Sox being in the position they are, like I said, coming off a thrilling win Wednesday, trying to carry that momentum into a weekend series and kind of a tough road trip here has just got to be a damper on this team. Chris Sale, Alex Cora has said this time and time again that Chris Sale is vocal in the clubhouse, having that presence around. His teammates have said just having him around has made such a difference since his return. Even before he returned to action, you know, he was seen in the dugout cheering on his teammates and he was just happy to be there. Now you don't have that veteran presence, you don't have that voice in the clubhouse, and now you don't have him starting on the mound Sunday against a White Sox team that's also first in the AL Central. Of course, you hope that Chris Sale is asymptomatic. You hope that he's feeling okay. He also had COVID earlier this year when he was going through his Tommy John recovery. He faced a couple of setbacks, and COVID was one of them, and now he has it again. So you just hope that he's able to recover fully. You hope that he's out just in 10 days. And you also hope that this is just him. You hope that this is not the start of another outbreak or the continuation of this outbreak. The Boston Globe's Alex Fear did report that he was not on the flight to Chicago on Thursday. So if you want to take any bit of silver lining, that's probably it. So he likely tested positive for COVID last night. So him not being on the plane and being around other players, that's a silver lining there because hopefully they caught it early enough and isolated him right away. There's still a lot of unknown with the COVID diagnosis right now with Sale, between his timeline for his return, if he has symptoms, who's going to take his place, what are the Red Sox going to do? A lot of questions, not many answers right now. We should be getting those answers in a few hours, but right now the concern is Chris Sale's health, the health of the players around him. I'm sure the players went through intake last night. I'm sure there's going to be testing done because now there's another positive test. So who knows? Who knows what this lineup will look like? Who knows what the rotation will look like? Hopefully it's just this one start he misses. Hopefully it's not a bad case. Christian Arroyo and Kike Hernandez both were hit pretty hard. Hopefully Sale is taking the Xander Bogaerts route and being asymptomatic. But at the end of the day, you just hope that he's healthy, that he can return to full strength, and that this virus does not, in the long run, in the short run, impact him the way it has, you know, E-Rod, the way it has other prominent athletes like Jason Tatum. Freddie Freeman had a big scare with COVID. So all the best to Chris Sale. Like I said, a lot of unknown right now. More questions than answers. Hopefully these questions get answered before the Red Sox start their series. But just when the Red Sox thought they were probably out of the clear, turning a corner and leaving this horrendous COVID outbreak behind them, it hits once again. And I've said this before on previous episodes that it really could not have come at a worse time. And there's no good time to get COVID by any means, but when you're in a playoff stretch, the last few weeks of the season now, 20 games left on the schedule, you're trying to maybe manipulate your starting rotation so you can have Chris Sale rested enough, have Nate Eovaldi rested enough to be able to pitch in a one-game playoff. That's so far out at this point that even if Chris Sale was healthy, you're not trying to do that right now. But now this may throw a wrench into that because we don't know when Chris Sale is coming back to this rotation. We don't know when he's going to return. We don't know how this has impacted him. We don't know how this will impact the team going forward. Of course, when an outbreak continues or when an outbreak happens, there's probably a possibility the games could get postponed. There's been no talk of that. There's been nothing on the internet or anything like that. But it does bring up a question that should this series or should this game be postponed? I guess it really depends on the Red Sox and the players they have returning to the lineup. Obviously, you can only call so many people up from Worcester, and with the Red Sox on the road, who knows if they can get there. They do have a taxi squad with them in Chicago, which is always good news when you have the players there readily available to you. But now this is the second time a taxi squad has traveled with the Red Sox, the second time they're going to probably have to pull from that. It's just not ideal, and it's really crappy timing. You know, the Red Sox now have 10 players who have tested positive. That's more than the starting nine right there. I mean, that's one more player than a starting lineup that they would have to tote out every night. 10 positive tests, 12 people total on the COVID IL. This team is getting absolutely rocked by COVID, and there's not a whole lot of time left in the schedule to work around games, off days, travel schedules, recovering from COVID. There's still a lot, and it's really crappy timing all together. It will be very interesting to see if MLB takes action and how the Red Sox respond to yet another big loss to their lineup. I'm someone who completely hates the unknown. I don't do well with it. I'm not good with it. And I hate the fact knowing that we don't know what's next for this Red Sox team. So all the best to Chris Sale, all the best to the Red Sox, that they can carry on like they have a strong road trip and continue to build a lead over the Yankees in the AL East. Because at least some good news, on Thursday, the Yankees lost to the Blue Jays. So that gave the Red Sox sole possession of the first wild card spot in the AL. They are a game above New York right now. The Yankees are 2-8 in their last 10 games, so this is a really good time for the Red Sox to build some momentum. I say that a lot. It only takes one win to build a decent run, and hopefully this COVID test of Chris Sale does not deter that. Hopefully the Red Sox can stay focused. It's just a very interesting time to be a Red Sox fan, a very interesting time to be a baseball fan, because we're watching COVID make its way through this clubhouse and MLB hasn't stepped in for whatever reason, maybe because the Red Sox have been able to tote out a lineup every night. I don't know. I'm not in these MLB offices. I'm not in these meetings. So certainly very interested to see what Cora has to say today and just how the next week or two goes, because these are crucial games. Every game counts now for the Red Sox. So that will do it for today's very quick episode. I just wanted to jump on and chat with you about the Chris Sale news. Obviously, big news right now going on in Red Sox Nation. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I wish I had better news for you, but at least the Red Sox have the first spot in the wild card. I'm going to hold on to every ounce of good news that I can, and I hope you do too. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at lalalalauren, three laws, Lauren with four R's, and visit the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at @LO_Red Sox. Interact with us, DM us, tell us what you want to hear, all that good stuff. We always want to hear from you. And be sure to check out all of my work right on Nesson.com. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. Slow is just right if you're on vacation, if you're a sloth, or if you're describing QuickBooks, more like slowbooks, am I right? It sucks you in and slows you down with manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. Because NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and so much more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, no matter how big your business grows. Failing to switch to NetSuite will leave you stuck trying to make sense of your books while your competitors sprint ahead. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since switching to NetSuite. And right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. Head to netsuite.com/lockedon right now. Get special financing at netsuite.com/lockedon. NetSuite.com/lockedon.